Welcome to 3 Good Minutes with your host, Dr. Richard Wayne.
My name is Richard Wing, and this is 3 Good Minutes. At least I hope that there are going to be some good moments for you for reflection on life. Many of you have heard of the phrase, the calm before the storm. Wow, we've been hit by storms in America, not where I'm living, but my goodness, throughout the South, East, and going clear into Florida, East Coast. It's been terrible. I am beyond belief when I see all of those torn down homes. It's a mess. It's a mess. And those who are around some of those storms know that in the heart of that storm, right in the middle, there's an incredible calm before the edge of the spinning around comes to hit them and absolutely tear them to pieces. I'm going to take another angle today. I think your life and mine are daily living in a storm before the calm that we want so desperately. You know, I visit prisoners, and there was one prisoner who wrote something one time. He said, "All of us are in a prison of some kind, and some of us are behind bars." I remember a benediction that was handed to me at one time that I used very often in church life. As people were about to leave, I would say to them, "Go from this place and be kind to each other, because everyone you meet in this place and everyone you're going to meet this week is carrying something heavy. Be kind to each other. Go from this place and welcome strangers. We came to this world with a no volition of our own. We came here, and we came here as strangers, sojourners, and we were welcomed in. It made all the difference. Finally, go from this place in perfect peace, knowing that after every word that has been spoken, the last word will come from God, and that word will be life in its fullness." In sitting with men who are incarcerated each week, we practice what is called centering prayer. You can read about that. What I have learned from these men is that silence, that thing that we get so seldom, because we are in that constant storm, that storm before the calm, we're looking for that calm, but someplace we need to be able to go where we can experience the language of God, which is silence. Silence is the way that God speaks to us. And how can we ever thank God enough for it? And how can we ever make sure that we wedge that into our stormy lives? This is Richard Wing, and this is 3 Good Minutes.